Come, Marcus. Come, kinsman, this is the way. Sir boy, let me see your archery. Look-y, draw home enough. And 'tis there, straight. Terras astria reliquit. Be you remembered, Marcus. She's gone. She's fled. Sir, take you to your tools. You, cousins, shall go sound the ocean and cast your nets. Haply you may catch her in the sea. Yet there's as little justice as at land. No, Publius and Sempronius, you must do it. 'Tis you must dig with mattock and with spade and pierce the inmost center of the earth. Then, when you come to Pluto's region, I pray you deliver him this petition. Tell him it is for justice and for aid, and that it comes from old Andronicus, shaken with sorrows in ungrateful Rome. Rome, well, well. I made thee miserable what time I threw the people's suffrages on him that thus doth tyrannize o'er me. Go, get you gone, and pray be careful all, and leave you not a man of war unsearched. This wicked emperor may have shipped her hence. And kinsmen, then we may go pipe for justice.
Oh, Publius, is not this a heavy case to see thy noble uncle thus distracted?
Therefore, my lords, it highly us concerns by day and night to attend him carefully and feed his humor kindly as we may till time beget some careful remedy.
Kinsmen, his sorrows are past remedy. Join with the Goths and with revengeful war take wreak on Rome for this ingratitude and vengeance on the traitor Saturnine.
Publius, how now? How now, my masters? What? Have you met with her?
No, my good lord, but Pluto sends you word. If you will have revenge from hell, you shall. Marry, for justice, she is so employed, he thinks with Jove in heaven or somewhere else, so that perforce you must needs stay a time.
He doth me wrong to feed me with delays. I'll dive into the burning lake below and pull her out of Acheron by the heels. Marcus, we are but shrubs, no cedars we, no big-boned men framed of the cyclops' eyes, but metal, Marcus, steel to the belly back, yet wrung with wrongs more than our backs can bear. And sith there's no justice in earth nor hell, we will solicit heaven and move the gods to send down justice for to wreak our wrongs. Come, to this gear. You are a good archer, Marcus. Ad Jovem. That's for you. Here, ad Apollonem, ad Martem. That's for myself. Here, boy, to Pallas. Here, to Mercury. To Saturn, Caius. Not to Saturnine. You were as good to shoot against the wind. To it, boy. Marcus, loose when I bid. Of my word, I have written to effect there's not a god left unsolicited.
Kinsmen, shoot all your shafts into the court. We will afflict the emperor in his pride.
Now, masters, draw up. Well said, Lucius. Good boy. In Virgo's lap. Give it, Pallas.
My lord, I aim a mile beyond the moon. Your letter is with Jupiter by this.
Publius, Publius, what hast thou done? See, see, thou hast shot off one of Taurus' horns.
This was the sport, my lord. When Publius shot, the bulbing gold gave Ares such a knock that down fell both the ram's horns and the court. And who should find them but the emperor's villain? She laughed and told the Moor he should not choose, but give them to his master for a present.
Why, there it goes. God give his lordship joy. News! News from heaven! Marcus, the post is come! Sirrah, what tidings? Have you any letters? Shall I have justice? What says Jupiter?
Oh, the gibbet maker. He says that he hath taken them down again, for the man must not be hanged till the next week.
But what says Jupiter, I ask thee?
Oh, alas, sir, I know not Jupiter. I never drank with him in all my life.
Why, villain, art not thou the carrier?
Aye, of my pigeons, sir. Nothing else.
Why, didst thou not come from heaven?
From heaven? Alas, sir, I never came there. God forbid I should be so bold to press to heaven in my young days. Why, I'm going with me pigeons to the tribunal plebs to take up a matter of a brawl betwixt me uncle and one of the emperor's men.
Why, sir, that is as fit as can be to serve for your oration, and let him deliver the pigeons to the emperor from you.
Tell me, can you deliver an oration to the emperor with a grace?
Oh, nay, truly, sir. I could never say grace in all my life.
Sirrah, come hither. Make no more ado. But give your pigeons to the emperor by me. Thou shalt have justice at his hands. Hold, hold. Meanwhile, here's money for thy charges. Give me pen and ink. Sirrah, Can you, with a grace, deliver up a supplication?
Aye, sir. Mm.
Then here is a supplication for you. And when you come to him, at the first approach you must kneel, then kiss his foot, then deliver up your pigeons, then look for your reward. I'll be at hand, sir, so you do it bravely.
I warrant you, sir. Let me alone.
Sirrah, hast thou a knife? Come, let me see it. Here, Marcus, fold it in the oration. For thou hast made it like an humble suppliant. And when thou hast given it to the emperor, knock at my door. Tell me what he says.
God be with you, sir. I will.
Come, Marcus. Let us go. Publius, follow me.